Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that there were 500 people at least that were told by Jesus to wait until the promised Holy Spirit came? But as we read it in Acts, there were 120 people there, which means that 380 people thought there was something else better to do than to wait on God. That also means that the majority didn't want to wait. But I just wonder if in this room tonight, there's a remnant of people who know that they need Him more than anything else, that have a singular focus, that if it takes me the rest of my life, I'm going to see a move of God in my generation. And I'm not going to become tired of waiting. Can we lift up our hands and just wait for just a moment? tonight that desperation has a sound. Desperation has a sound. It's not just a song, but it's a sound. Let me prove it to you. There was a man named Bartimaeus, and he was blind. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, so he lifted up his voice and he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." But the people around him, the Bible says, told him to be quiet. But the closer Jesus came to him, the louder he became. He said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Because desperation has a sound.
Thank you. Good evening, Prophetess Lori. Have your way.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. I am Prophetess Lori Malowitz of Hartford, Connecticut. I am your host for tonight. Will you be made whole? Will you be made whole? In these times that we are living in, I am just so sold out for winning souls, and not just winning souls, but allowing the Holy Spirit to use me so that souls will be saved and delivered and sanctified souls. So because these days are what? These days that we are living in are evil. And so on tonight, I thank you, Pastor E, for making sure that I was awake. God bless you all, each and every one of you, under the sound of my voice that is listening. So, Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you, as I decrease, you increase in me and through me. Lord, speak to your people on tonight. Father, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. On tonight, if you have your Bibles with you, phones, cell phones, whatever, please turn with me to Matthew, the 26th chapter, verse 40 and 41. Let's see, 40 or 41. That's Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 40 and 41. And he came unto the disciples, and finding them asleep, and said unto Peter, What? Could you not watch 1 hour with me? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Could you not watch for 1 hour? Jesus said to Peter. What? You asleep? Don't you know how dangerous is these times are? Don't you know how desperate and dangerous the times that we're living in? Don't you know, people of God, the times that we are living in? That men everywhere, Satan is even desperate. He's desperate for souls. He's after you. He's after me. Could you not watch for 1 hour? Watch with me, not alone. Jesus asked Peter, he didn't say alone, he said with me. Wow, isn't that something? That the Messiah, the Son of the living God, the man of God, the only one begotten Son of God, full of power, full of glory, would ask us to pray with him. With him. He didn't say do it alone. That means he's telling us when we pray, you're not alone. To watch and pray. See, we've been putting a lot of emphasis on praying. But have we really been watching? Why must we watch? What does it mean to watch and pray? It is important to be watchful so that we recognize temptations for what they really are. Temptations are knocking at our door. The enemy, the devil is the enemy. Would you be made whole? Would you listen tonight about watching and praying? This is a warning of the temptation that is about to come upon them. The temptation to forsake him. To forsake him in these last days that we're living in. Men and women, boys and girls, people of God are falling away from the faith. This is the time of apostasy. Temptations everywhere. So Jesus says, would you watch and pray that you will not enter into temptation? And that is the reason why a lot of us today are in sin, living in sin, because it started out as temptation, tempting. The enemy comes to tempt you. Because why? He caught you off guard. We are being caught off guard because we are not watching as well as praying. We're praying. Some of us are not even praying. Some of us are taking this for a joke. We're taking this lightly. We're taking this as if Satan is not real. We're taking this as if our lives are not at stake here. We're taking it as if we need to take it as if our life depends on. Our life depends on prayer. Our life depends on fasting. Our life depends on watching as well as praying. He said to watch. Why? So that the temptation will not come to forsake him. Him. We can forsake all others. We can forsake going to the gym. We can forsake partying. We can forsake giving up some things. We can forsake going to the mall. We can forsake spending time with our friends out in the streets. We can forsake. We can afford to forsake these things, compromising, going after this and that and things that are not truly good for us, giving in to temptations because we don't want to wait on God, because we don't trust him. But we cannot afford to forsake God. And he goes on to say, the spirit of man indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. This battle can be won only by our faith being placed exclusively in Christ, and then gives the Holy Spirit permission to work within our lives. Yes, indeed, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So that's why we must watch as well as pray. Pray means to be awake and on guard all of our waking hours so that we can see when sin is at our door. It's crouched. Satan is crouched. He's waiting. He's like a roaring lion, prowling, seeking whom he may devour. That's why the word of God says to be ye sober-minded, for your adversary is like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. But we cannot have life in Christ if we do not watch and pray. Means to watch out for sin that is crouched at our door, desiring to entrap us. The temptation comes to entrap us, like in the beginning with Adam and Eve. God told them to keep watch. Gave them specific instructions. Don't eat from that tree over there. They wasn't watching. Adam, he gave him that instruction. He was not watching. He was praying. He wasn't watching. And the enemy crept up. How many of us will admit tonight that the enemy has tripped us up? And we are caught up in sin. The temptation is no longer temptation. Temptations, but now they have become. It means that we have to have a constant connection with God, that that we seek him for power to overcome all sin. That's why we must watch and pray that we may not enter into temptation. We must be sober-minded and watchful. Satan is always on the prowl, waiting for an opportunity for a crack to slip into, to let down our guard against sin for even a moment, gives him the moment he has been waiting for. His whole desire is to turn us from God. This is the time of apostasy. One may ask, what is apostasy? It's a turning away of the faith. You once tasted of God. You knew God. You walked in his miracles. You talked in his, about his miracles. You lived in the way of God. You preached his word. You taught his word. You fasted. And then all of a sudden, temptation came knocking at your door because we did not watch and pray. It's a great falling away. Many leaders, pastors, shutting down churches, shutting doors down, not because of COVID. This has been happening way before COVID. With COVID, you have no choice. People are falling away into sin, acting as if they never knew God. Persecuting the Christians, churches. Any opportunity for him to come in, once we let down our guards against him for even a moment, gives him the moment he has been waiting for. His whole desire is to turn us from God. If we are watching and praying, then we can always resist him. First, stand firm in our faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by our brotherhood, by our sisterhood throughout the whole world. 1 Peter 5:8-9. We all going through the same thing. Satan is a liar. He would have you to think that you are the only one going through this. You are the only one struggling. You are the only one that don't have finances. You are the only one that's been backstabbed. You are the only one that has been talked about. You are the only one whose children are going through. You are the only one whose marriage is jacked up. You are the only one who's waiting on those prophecies to come to pass, who's waiting on the promises of God to be fulfilled in your life. You're not the only one that is alive straight from the pits of hell. Evil lust and desires in our flesh that draw and entice us. Only and only by the power of God can we overcome. Jesus experienced the same thing when he lived on earth. He had to pray with strong crying and tears to his Father. He too had to be alert and watchful so sin couldn't get into his heart. Hebrews 5:7. He cried out to the Father. No, he was a man fully acquainted with sin. Fully. But there was no sin found in him. Hallelujah. No sin found in him. Will you be made whole? Yes, those of you that have fallen. Those of you that God is waiting to come back. Those of you that he has stepped out and left the 99 and now he's after the one. Are you that one? Are you that one that desires to come back? The Father's arms are wide open waiting for you. Satan has trapped you up. But let it be a learning lesson to watch and pray. We use God's words to help us to be watchful. God's word will help us to be watchful. We have to have a connection with God from the time we get up until the time we go to bed. There's no time to play with God. There's no more time to play with God. This is not playing time. These are serious times that we live in. The days are evil. Play church. Play patty cake with Satan. To dance with Satan. To play with fire. You play with fire, you would get burned. We have to have a connection. A strong connection with God. Obviously, we can't be on our knees all day. No, we can't. And we have many things to do in our day-to-day lives. But we need to have a relationship with him. No matter where you are, in your car, on your job, in your home, in the grocery store, in the gas station, stuck in traffic, wherever you have a relationship with you're watchful and praying, watching for him. Any little crack. See, it's not the great big things that he's interested in. It's not the great big things that will trap us up, but it's those little foxes. Those little foxes that will trap us up. Watch and pray. Watch that the enemy won't trap you up. Watch those little foxes. Watch, watch, watch. See what your surroundings are. Watch. You don't go out in the dark and walk, or even in the daytime, the days are evil. Not just only you remember when they say, in the night, what, the devil comes out in the night. He's out in the daytime too. Watching your surroundings. That's why sometimes I don't understand when I see joggers and people running and they have headphones on and their ears are blocked to stop, and they don't know what their surroundings, what's lurking around them. They can't hear. They cannot see because they're so focused on the music, and they're running and running and running and running and running because they're thinking about getting their physical body in shape. But what about your spiritual body, your spiritual mind? Yes, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We want to work on the outward appearance. We want to work on those things that make us look good. We want to work on those things that are pleasing to us, pleasing to the flesh. But what about working on our spiritual aspects, like watching and praying? These are assets. These are things that God has given us. There's nothing like prayer. He said, Peter, could you not watch with me for an hour with me? It's an honor and a privilege to be with God and pray, to be with Jesus. We have to have that relationship with him so that we can always go to him for help when we need it, when we need him to find his will and to find the strength to do it that Jesus used to overcome with prayer and God's word. There is no weapon that Satan has that can defeat the weapons God provides for us. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every one of our thoughts into captivity unto the obedience of Jesus Christ. And when our obedience has been fulfilled, then we're ready to avenge others' disobedience. We must watch the enemy that is coming against our mind. Those thoughts that he puts there, evil thoughts, thoughts that are not good, thoughts, bad thoughts against our brothers and sisters, bad thoughts, whoever. Even God, he tempts us to come against our Father, to come against the one and only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He tempts us to want to gossip. He tempts us to want to slander. He tempts us to want to create scenes of discord and strife amongst the brethren. He tempts us to talk in negative. He tempts us to use our mouths as a murderer. And yes, his tongue is a murderer. He tempts us. And if we're not watchful, we will fall right into his temptation, deadly hold. Are you watching as well as praying? Jesus, he knew the dangers. He knew the temptations. And the only way that we can win these battles, this war, do you not know that we are in a war? Huh? Do we not know that we are in a war? In verse 40, Jesus said, Peter's drowsiness, to warn him about the kinds of temptation that he would soon face. That's why we must watch and pray, because Christ Jesus is warning us about the temptations that we are about to face. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour, we don't know the moment. But when that temptation comes knocking at our doors, we better be ready. He warned them. He warned them. Pray. Watch. 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 Pray. We cannot pray without watching. And that Jesus put an emphasis on. Emphasis means urgent and urgency. We must be urgent about this. There's no more time. We cannot slacken this. People of God, men, women, boys, and girls are going to hell. And we must even watch for them, watch for their souls. We must pray for them. God is speaking, and he's warning the church at large that we have been asleep, and it's time to wake up. It's time to get on our post. It's time to do what he has called us to do. And more than anything, that's why praying. Do you know that the witches are watched? They stay on their post. They all are watching around the clock. They have their different time frames and their different setups and their different posts and their different, they are watching. They don't sleep. They have different, they pray at this hour and that hour and this hour and that hour on the hour. Every moment, every second, they do not let up. How come it is that Satan followers are praying and watching more than us? How come? Is it that because they are Satan followers? And Satan followers have a strong desire to draw us, who Satan is jealous of, who Satan is envious of, because he once was where we are with the Father, and he no longer is there. He was kicked out of heaven because of his own stinking pride. And now he's jealous of us because we have that relationship with God. And he is ever so willing to draw us away through the own lust and dangers that are lurking with inside of us. I know you're saying, those of you that have stumbled into sin because you wasn't watching. You thought you had it all wrapped up, all tied up. You thought you were strong. Oh, I've been sober now for 10 days. I've been sober now for 2 months. I've been sober for 3 years. I ain't had no joint. I ain't had this. I ain't had no crack. I ain't had this. I ain't had no sex. I ain't had no woman. I ain't had this. And you let your guards down. Let your guards down. And now the enemy has trapped you up because you left the hole wide open because you was not on your post watching and praying. It could happen to the best of us. I don't care what title you hold. You could be a bishop. You could be an apostle. You can be a preacher. You can be a pastor. You can be an evangelist. You can be an intercessor. You can be whatever. You're human. Care what title you have. And most of the ones that have stumbled into sin because of pride are leaders. Sad to be honest. I will not sugarcoat. I will only speak the truth in love. Not judgmental, but God says to judge them by their fruit. Judge by their fruit. And the fruit don't look too good in most. the fruit don't look, it's rotten. It's rotten. It got spots on it. It got mold on it. It got all kind of stuff, worms coming out of it. Brown, dirty. Fruit don't look too good. And so, but God loves us. And it's never too late to repent. It's never too late. Will you be made whole? Cry out to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry. God, take me back. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord. Is that your cry? Where I first believe. Is that your cry? Because he loves you. He's a wonderful Father, wonderful Savior. Precious Holy Spirit longs to help you. Yes, indeed, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It's a battle every day for all of us. That's why we must watch and pray. That's why we have to stay close to the Father. And he wants you back. Prodigal sons, prodigal daughters, he wants you back. But this time, be watchful and prayful and prayerful. Continue to do what God is calling us to do. And it's our temptation is to keep the way to overcome the temptation is to keep watching, to keep praying, keep watching, keep praying. Watching means to be aware of the possibilities of the temptation that the Satan desires to bring to us. Sensitive to the Holy Spirit's prompting, sensitive to the Holy Spirit's call, sensitive to his voice, sensitive to when he says, sister, don't go over there. Stay away from that man. Don't go in his house. Brother, don't lie. Don't take this from the job. Any little crack, Satan is waiting to come in. Any little thing, we think it's harmless. We think it's not important, but it is important to the kingdom. It is important to God. It's those little foxes, once again, that will trap us up. And I'm done. I am done. I just pray that everything that was said on tonight, that we get this. That we get this, that this is crucial in this hour. This is crucial. Look around you. COVID-19, the presidency, the White House, riots, still have racism around us. Churches are falling apart. Don't know whether we're coming or going, individually and collectively. We must watch and pray so that we will not be against one another, so that we will not walk in hatred, disunity, bigotry. We must watch always for the fruit to be in our lives, the fruit of the Spirit, love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, self-control. We must watch and make sure and pray that our love walk is always on top of it, because without love, we are nothing but a sounding brass. If we have not love, we're making a lot of noise. We must watch and pray because there's an enemy to our souls. We must watch and pray that we don't get off into anger when someone cusses us out, family members. We must watch and pray
for their souls. We must watch and pray not to get in our flesh, because the flesh is hostile against God. The flesh does not please God. We must watch and pray that we stand strong in the power of his might. We must watch and pray, putting on the whole armor of God, that we may quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Putting on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, shodding our feet in the preparation of the gospel of peace. Watch and pray for our brothers and sisters. Always, always. Are you watching as well as praying? Or are you just praying and not watching? We are probably guilty tonight. We're all guilty. Because most of us are barely praying. Some of us pray. But are we watching? Because temptation is crouched at our doors. Are we watching? Are we alert? Are we on our post? Do we know how serious these times are? Do we know how crucial it is? People of God, let us bow our heads in repentance and ask God to help us to watch as well as pray, to help us to pray more, to help us to fast more. We must watch what we eat. We must watch how we take care of our bodies. We must watch what we put in our systems. We must watch. Put on sackcloth and ashes. Bow our head in reverence to God. As Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed and he watched. The place of pressing our way to watch and pray. We must press. Don't faint. Don't give up. Press. Turn off the television. Stop watching. That's the only thing some of us are watching. Too much television. The stories, this, that, and the other. Sport. Whatever you watch. Monday, Sunday through Saturday through Sunday. I said we. It's time for us to be serious about our Father's business. And we cannot even do the work that he has called us to do unless we watch and pray. Because the enemy is a temptation. He comes against our ministries. He's coming against our loved ones. He's coming against our helpers in the church. He's coming against full of God that God has assigned to our care as shepherds. We must watch for your souls. Pray for your souls. So we have to watch how we spend our time with the television, on our phones, on our laptops and computers, on those games. We must watch and pray, people of God. People of God, this is serious time. We cannot afford to fall away. There's no place else to go. There's nowhere else to go. Nowhere else to go. I don't know about you, but I don't want to die and go to hell. No, I don't. Mm-mm. And I know you don't either. So we must take heed to watch and pray. For we know not when the time is. Son of man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch.
That's Mark 13:33-35. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening or at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning. Or in the morning. Watch as well as pray. God bless you all. Thank you for coming. Once again, I am your host, Pastor Lori Malowitz of Effectual Fervent Prayer in Hartford, Connecticut. I pray that we all take heed and that we will be serious about watching and praying. Because something is coming down the Something is coming down the pipe, and it's going to be serious, and we must be ready. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor E.
Bless you. Bless you. The lines are open right now. Come on, dial one, get in the conversation with Prophetess Lori. What a word tonight. Yes, we must. That's one thing that we must always stay conscious in watching, and you have really hit home and made it really, really obvious that there's some things that we could be overlooking. We think we're there, but we're really not there. And thank you for that push. Thank you for that encouragement, but also thank you for that structure. Mr. Terry, welcome to Will You Be Made Whole with Prophetess Lori?
Yes. Yes. Will I be made whole? I'm going to make it personal. Good evening, beautiful family, mighty woman of God. I tell you, Prophetess Lori, beautiful sister, you brought the word tonight as usual. My God, I heard you just speaking, and you were saying God is speaking. He's speaking to all of us right now.
Yes, but
you know what I was saying, though, when you were saying that, I was saying, are we listening? Are we listening? And do we know his voice? And then as you were speaking, I was saying, my gosh, you know, he said, watch and pray. I was telling the evangelist one night, she was taking antibiotics around the clock. I said, you know, I'm going to set an alarm because I don't want to fall asleep on it and miss a dose on you. So I had to said my Lord, but Jesus, his disciples, he asked them if they would just watch and pray, be watchful
just
and
watch.
Prayerful. Just watch,
right.
You know, but the thing, sometimes we know if we're not, like she says, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And if we know, because I know in the middle of the night, I'm going to need that alarm clock to help me get up, because I'm an early morning, but not during the night person, but glory be to God. And I was just listening to you and speaking on temptation. Tempted, temptation, and trouble. Pastor E's been teaching on that. And we have to know those three T's will get you in a whole a world of trouble. And
that's right.
A world of trouble where you can't even get back, my God, if you get that third T. Yes, you know. And I was just listening to you saying, though, we perishing, and you know, I was saying we perishing for lack, but it's not, we can't say lack of knowledge, because a lot of us know the word, we know his word, but are we perishing
we
for lack of caring? Do we really care? That's the thing we have to ask ourselves, do we really care? Do we care about others? Do we care about ourselves? Do we care about God? That could be why some of us are perishing. This is, this is the time right now that she was speaking, Pastor E. This is the time just to examine ourselves.
That's
he's
right.
coming back. We all know he's coming back. None of us know what time he's coming back, but we do know he's coming back. So this is, oh my God.
Look, I'm finna rock the airwaves.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought that he is back?
Yeah, right.
Have you ever looked at it from the perspective that he is back? We just haven't caught up yet.
Look at the time.
Now, this is the word of God. If God is everything God has done is finished, complete, you can't add to it or take away from it, then that means his coming back is already done.
Already done. We don't know when he's going to reveal himself to us.
We're the ones holding the thing up. It ain't Jesus. Jesus didn't already did it. We the ones can't get it. First of all, obedient, committed, and structured that we show him we're ready for him to come back.
Amen.
It takes obedience.
Oh, y'all don't
want to
go there. Y'all don't want to go there. But anyway, look.
Yeah.
Think about that tonight. Wait a minute. He's
yes,
already
Lord.
Back.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So that's like
Jesus. Revelation.
Ready. You don't have to get ready. Yes.
Come
my
on
God.
Now.
My God.
Come,
hey,
come on oh. now.
Right.
Minister Enoka, welcome to Will You Be Made Whole with Prophetess Lori. How are you, woman of God?
Oh, my God. I was just like, thank you so much for texting me. And I had a meeting that I had to go on, and it was canceled. So I feel like this was, and I said, go in the call, even if it's late. And the bits and pieces that I got, I felt like it was the glue that I needed to become whole.
Yes.
And just the things that she said and someone that just was talking about, we have the knowledge, but we don't seek understanding and understanding the why. And why God's word has us doing stuff, because if we understood the why, we wouldn't be lacking or we wouldn't be off key. But a lot of times we don't search for the why. We're afraid. And God says, you know, you can come to me for anything, and you're not questioning him out of why, out of disrespect, but you're saying, Lord, show me so I have better. Like I tell people, knowledge is just information. Wisdom is just experience. But understanding, God said, in everything, get understanding. That keeps you motivated.
Yes.
That keeps you going. That keeps you, gives you the endurance. Because if you understand your why, so today she gave me back my why.
Oh my God.
Why I'm
thank
doing my work. Why I'm here. And I felt like she covered body, soul, and mind. And I said, you know what? A baby could get this. A child could get. She's just saying. It's work, and people don't want it. It's kind of like there's
work.
No magic wand. So it's work. Jesus worked. He didn't sit around and crochet
yes,
and wait
did.
For God to do stuff, our magic wand.
Mm-mm.
And so I'm like, it's work that we got to do. So I'm like, thank you, Lord. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have notes. I have it's not just about it's putting the action, and it's like, God, when you give me stuff, I know I'm going to do, I have to do it, because if not, God don't give pop quizzes. And so,
that's right.
So I'm sitting here going, I'm going to have a test soon. So the information she gave me, I need to be ready. I need to be ready, not get ready, but be ready, because it's coming.
Stay ready.
Yes.
So thank you.
Woman
ready. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Woman
sister.
Of God.
Thank
what,
you,
what is
Pastor
your name again?
Enoka Major.
Yes.
Yes.
Woman of God, I'm hearing the Lord say to you that, and the reason why it was so urgent for you to be on this broadcast tonight is because you are a powerful intercessor. And God says that he wants you. He's crying. He's begging for you. He desires for you. He's longing for you. Like a husband that longs for his wife. He's longing for you to come back to him to pray like you used to. God is saying that the anointing is going to fall on you like never before, because he needs you as his intercessor daughter.
My God.
And you know what? You were so on it, because when I intercede, I was getting afraid, because I would see things or I would feel the pain, and I would say, you know, and it was like I would run. And I had a friend say to me, Enoka, you're running from things, and it's causing us to be hurt or whatever. So you are hitting on it, because it's like I get to that rim, I get to the gate, and when that power comes on, it's like,
my God. My
well,
God.
We need to talk.
Like,
no, we need to talk.
Why
face
me?
To face
why
tomorrow.
Why me? So thank you so much.
I want
to
pray
for
you.
We need to talk face to face. Now, I want you. You're going to pray for it, definitely. But Minister Enoka, we need to talk face to face tomorrow in San Bernardino. I know you're going to be there. I'm going to be there. But we need to really talk, because God had given me something for
Jesus.
You. And I threw it out there to you, and you ain't been responding. But God just told me to confront her face to face about what I told you. We're going to do that tomorrow.
My
okay.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Can I pray
thank
for you,
you
woman of God?
Oh, you can, yes.
Hallelujah,
pray
Father
for
God.
All of us, obviously.
I am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Lord, I come before you on behalf of your daughter, first of all, God. I ask Almighty God that you touch her in a way that she's never been touched before, God.
Yes, Jesus.
And most of all, I ask that she would touch you like you ain't never been touched before, God, by her. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that she would let her guards down and that she would know, Lord God, Father, that you got her, that you, she is not alone. As Jesus said to Peter, could you not have prayed 1 hour with me? So, God, I thank you, Lord God, that she will be praying with you, God. She has nothing to fear, God, that she has nothing to be afraid of, God, that she has nothing, Lord God, that is stopping her, Lord God, because you are the great Messiah, God, and you are with her, God. And I thank you for each and every one that is on this line, God. I thank you, Lord God, for even myself, God, that we would get to the place, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not only pray, but we will watch. Because the enemy is working fiercely in these days that we are living in, God. And it is crucial times, oh God. And we must be about your business, God, in order for us to go forth, in order for us to do what you called us to do, in order for you to be what we, what you want us to be, Lord God. Jesus went forth in ministry, Lord God. And at the very last hour, Lord God, he prayed, oh God. Yeah, my stop. God, we need you, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, Jesus' spirit
glory,
is willing, but our flesh is weak,
yes,
God.
Jesus.
Sometimes when you call up at midnight hours, sometimes when you call us to get up at 2 and 3 in the morning, sometimes
Jesus.
When you call us to get up at 5, God, we don't want to get up, oh God. The spirit is shaking us. The spirit is unctioning us. The spirit is speaking, but we in our flesh, Lord God, want to sleep. God,
thank you.
God Almighty, have your way.
Thank you.
Will we be made whole, God? Make us whole.
Move, spirit.
Make, Lord God, everything that's
move,
just around
spirit,
us,
right
everything,
now.
Lord God, that is getting your getting attention and taking it away from you, God. Taking it away from us spending time with you, God. Taking it away from us watching, God. Causing us to sleep, God.
Move, spirit.
While the witches and warlocks are having their way, God. God, we thank you, Lord. People are depending on us. Knives and souls are depending on us, God. In the watchful hours, God, in the midnight hours at 2 and 3, God, in the name of Jesus, Christ, help us, Lord. Help us, God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help my sister, God, who is your great intercessor, God, to get back with you when she was with
Glory.
You in a greater way, God. And most of all, give her her joy back. Give her her joy back, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, give her the love back for praying, God. Give her the love back, Lord God, for interceding, God. Give her the time, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us the time, God, in the name of Jesus Christ,
Lord
God. Thank you, Father.
Oh, I got a word for you. I got a word for you. In Jesus' name. Minister Inoko, now, I know a little bit about your history, but let me tell you something. You did not fail. God is telling me to tell you right now, you did not fail. Your prayers did not fail. And you know what I'm talking about. There was a certain situation in your life that you were standing in faith that he was going to make a miracle for you, and he did. It was just a miracle that he needed him more than you did. And he want me to tell you today, you did not fail. That's the reason why you backed
Thank
off
you,
prayer.
God.
That's the reason why you backed off an intercession, because you thought you didn't get it, but you did.
Mm.
He says, be
Thank
restored
you,
right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank
and
you,
all
Lord.
I
receive it.
All I can
it.
Hear is he's just telling me to tell you didn't fail. That your prayers were effective and fervent. You did not fail. Your results failed you, but your prayers did not fail him. My God.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, God.
That's going to be running
around. Word tonight. Oh, my God. Send that up.
Oh.
Jesus.
It is an assignment. It was like, I'm telling you, the call was canceled. It's never canceled. And I'm just like,
things
are so amazing how he meets you when you're, and I'm going to say obedient, because it was like, oh, I don't want to get on. And it was like, get on anyway.
Jesus.
I am like in a daze.
Pastor, you going to throw me under the bus and all that. I don't know if you guys know it or not, but Minister Inoko is our partner on Real Talk with Pastor E on Saturday. Awesome woman of God. Dynamic resource. Dynamic national resource. An advocate for the youth. An advocate for the lost and unsaved. An advocate for the unwrongfully imprisoned. The woman is so engaged in things. And God is about to do great things for you right now. I'm telling you, when we
glory to God, glory.
When you see me face to face, I'm telling you, when you see me face to face, there is going to be a leaping in your spirit that it is over at that point.
Glory to God.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Okay, I'm ready.
Thank
you.
You better be ready.
Thank you guys.
And
so
if you know anybody that knows me personally, it'd be like, hey, Pastor E said, when I see him tomorrow, ask him what I ain't playing. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, come on, welcome to Will You Be Made Whole with Prophetess Lori. Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Okay, hang up, call back, don't dial one. I'll bring you in. Anybody else out there that has been encouraged tonight by this word and you just want to share with the prophetess or let the prophetic roll on you tonight, dial one. Come on, get in the conversation. We still got a few more minutes that we will allow God to move. Amen? Prophetess Lori, Evangelist Virginia is coming back. There she is right there. Let me bring her in. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Will You Be Made Whole with Prophetess Lori.
Yes, I am here. Good evening, man of God.
Bless
Praise
you.
God.
How are you tonight?
I am blessed. I'm loving me some my covenant partners.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Prophetess Lori.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. God is so good. God
is
awesome.
Yes,
oh, I'm sitting here, and I have my pad. I have my pen. And I got words just written all over. You have brought out some very, very good points that dropped straight down from heaven.
Thank you, Father.
The word of God that you preached tonight dropped right down from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Right down from heaven, Jesus, Lord. And I look at this, and I listen at you, and I listen at you, and I listen at you, and I listen to you. And every word you said, line up with the word of God. You talked about, you came from Matthew 26, chapter.
Thank you.
Verse 40 through 41, and you talked about watch and pray. Watch
and
pray.
Jesus.
Oh, my Lord, watch and pray. We can't watch and don't pray. We must watch, mean being vigilant, and pray.
Yes.
My grandson drives 18-wheelers all over this, everywhere. And every morning when he leaves out of my door, his name is CJ. I say, CJ, be vigilant. I say, do you know what that means? He say, yes. That means be watchful.
Jesus.
Your surrounding. Be watchful. Your surrounding. And I will pray with him before he leaves out.
Yes, Lord.
And when I listen to you say, watch and pray, my sister, you do glory to Jesus. Watch and pray. Father to Lord, we just can't watch and don't pray. We must watch and pray. Watch so we won't fall into temptation. The temptation is all over.
Yes,
temptation is everywhere. And who brings the temptation? The enemy does.
Yes.
The enemy
and
does.
That's the very elect of God.
Yes, ma'am. And minister, prophetess, Lord. My God. Oh, my God, my Lord. You say, can you watch and pray with me? This is what Jesus said to his disciples. Can you watch and pray say this to me. He didn't say for me. He said, watch and stay with me for 1 hour. He only asked me to give him 1 hour.
1 hour.
1 hour. And they could not stay awake. They fell asleep. And this time Jesus came back, the third time, they were still asleep. He said, can you not watch with me for 1 hour? Only 1 hour. If God asked me, you pray for Jesus for 1 hour, I'm going to pray 1 hour. I'm going to pray that hour. And I'm going to stay awake. I'm going to stay vigilant. Oh, y'all hearing me? They could not stay awake. They fell asleep.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And some of us are still asleep today.
My God.
Some of us are still asleep today.
Wake up.
We're not watching. We're not praying about it. My Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Your Father.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
We
praise
are sleeping.
God.
We are sleeping. Tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We are sleeping.
Wake up.
Yes, we are sleeping.
Up.
We got to wake up. Yes.
We need to wake
win.
Up.
Now. Wake
we
up now.
Up.
Hallelujah.
Wake
yes,
up,
Lord.
Somebody. Wake up
yes,
and let's pray.
My God.
Let's pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's
yes.
watch. Let's be
yes,
vigilant,
Jesus.
Please. Let's pray.
Yes, Lord.
Pray.
Watch and pray.
Watch,
watch
and
pray.
You
yes,
say it's no
right
time
now.
To play church. We play church purposes, Lord.
Yes.
yes.
We play
hallelujah.
Church. Stop playing
yes.
church and be the church. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Stop
yes,
playing
sir.
Playing church and be the church. Oh, God.
No
yes,
more playing.
You,
it is
you know what they said.
Praise of God.
You know what they said,
it
family.
Is
they said. Some of the church
Jesus.
Buildings were shut down, but not the churches that's within us. Mm. My
yes,
God.
Yes. That's right. I
my
said that this
God.
Morning. I said
Never.
We're trying to get people
yes.
to come to the church instead of getting
yes.
people
yes.
to come to church.
Thank
yes.
you.
You know
my God.
Why are we building congregations and buildings
yes.
instead of growing congregations yes. and people?
In people. Yes.
yes.
Church should be
Let
growing
go
wherever you go.
Sanctuary.
Wherever you go.
Yeah.
Yes,
Lord.
Yeah, Jesus.
We must
hallelujah.
Bless y'all, bless y'all, bless y'all.
You,
I, you know what?
Don't let him catch you with your work undone.
Yes,
don't let him catch you
don't
with
let
your
him
work
catch
undone.
Oh, say
it. No.
Yes,
say
it.
Hallelujah. Say it,
my God. Come on, somebody.
Yeah, bye, sir. Thank you, God.
That's all right. That's all right. Come on, go there. Y'all, look.
Thank
hallelujah.
I'm going to give y'all 15
Jesus.
Minutes of just open airways for y'all to go there. Go in the spirit.
Thank you, God.
Pray. Let's lock down.
Amen. Father, you said,
the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
That
the wrench is down, God. That the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Thank you, Father. Thank you enough. We continue to thank you. We thank you, Father, over the world. We praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Love that never fails.
Love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every tongue confession that I will say, Jesus is our Lord. Our Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh,
thank you, God.
We praise your name, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Oh, my
we praise your holy name, Jesus. We lift you up, Lord Jesus. We lift up your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father. Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. Never leave us. Never forsake us.
Lord, the living God,
we Father, we ask you to be made whole. Make me whole, Lord, in the name of
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Make me whole, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Make
me
whole,
Jesus. Make us whole, Lord. Hallelujah. Only through you, Lord Jesus. Nobody can do it but you, Lord Jesus. Make us whole, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. And the word says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Make us over, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We will
take Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yes, and those of you that desire to sow into helping the homeless, feeding the poor and the needy.
Thank you, Lord.
The Cash App is $Lori, LauriAndrews, Lori Andrews, $Lori, LauriAndrews. There's a lot of work to do. Same work that Pastor E and you guys are doing over there in California. There's a lot of homeless people here. A lot of homeless people.
Yes.
And we have to watch as well as pray for these people. And it's sad that in the United States of America, there's so much homelessness. And it breaks me to my heart. I have to take some of these people in my home sometimes because they have no place to. So if you desire to sow into this ministry, if you desire to give, to bless not only though there's women out here that's destitute with children, can't feed their families. If you want to help further the kingdom, the gospel.
Amen.
Not, you're not sowing into me. I don't take from the poor and the needy. I'm trying to get something to them. So if you desire to help, then let your desire be made known. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your precious Holy Spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
That's going to help us to be all that you desire for us to be, for us to do. God, as our flesh is weak, God, please you. We want to do your will, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we thank you that we don't want to be the ones play church, God. We really have a desire to be the church. And the church without walls.
Yes, Jesus.
God, help us. We depend on you, Jesus. We depend
Lord.
On you, Holy Spirit. You are our helper.
Jesus.
You are our guide. You are our friend. You are our truth bearer.
Yes, Lord.
We need you, Holy Spirit.
Right now.
We need you. Right now, Holy Spirit, fall on us, fall fresh on us. Kill off anything that is not pleasing in your sight, God. Help us, God. We want to be made whole. We're not where we're supposed to be, God. Not in our prayer life. We know we're never going to get there, God. But we can, Lord God, with your help. In Jesus' name. This day, this morning, we have a desire to pray. When you wake us up, don't let us lay there. Don't let us lay there, God. Somebody's life is dependent on us. We must be watchful and prayerful, God, in the times that we're living in. No grumbling and complaining and whining, but just talking to you, Father, because you depend on us to talk to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
What does the cross of Jesus mean? It's more than songs we sing. Much more than that emblem of
which
he. But it means I'm free. From the chains of slavery, and the blood it shed won't let my sins remain. Oh my, upon the cross my Savior died, the Lamb was cruel. Showed us love that this world had never known.
yes.
Oh, what love divine,
so divine.
True love you never. So that we might live, love came and died alone. Hallelujah. Well, the cross will always wear the love God had for me. And the Lord of glory had gave all on Calvary. He did it just for me. Just for me. Hallelujah. But you're right.